Going around Havana, it's easy to see buildings in disrepair, the food rationing, and limited freedom of dissent, but Cubans are most proud of their schools. Almost everyone can read here, and they are most proud of their medical care, free for everyone. We're going to have a report on that coming up in this half hour. If you ask Cubans how they benefit most from their form of government, they're likely to tell you about buildings like this one in Havana. It is a polyclinic, and it is the heart of a healthcare system which has been called a revolution within a revolution.
Of all the promises made by Fidel Castro back in 1959, perhaps the boldest was to provide quality healthcare free for every citizen. Did he deliver? In many ways, the answer is yes. Life expectancy was only 58 years when Batista was overthrown. Today, it's 72 and a half years. That's half a year longer than in the United States. At facilities like the new National Hospital in Havana, Cuba has high-tech medicine. Patients who need specialized care can get everything from nuclear medicine to multiple organ transplants.
Enough people expect such good medical care here that Cubans are offering packaged surgery tours to other Latin Americans. The price includes airfare, hospital stay, and even some free sightseeing. And we'll be back.